The floodgates have been opened. And there is no coming back from that. And for the second time in 2 weeks, it is somehow related to Wild Rift. But just like it was during the ancient times of Wild Rift getting their own unique skin lines, once again, there are certain League of Legends players who are getting mad. And that is all the while Wild Rift is pulling off something that might help League of Legends tremendously. So, as many of you may know from our last video on Wild Rift, the game is currently dealing with its 5th anniversary. As part of their ongoing streak, they greatly improved some old League designs. Specifically, in the latest patch, they got Vel'Koz, Rell, and Nidalee. And that is after they already turned some ancient League blobs into decent champions. But this is not where the news ends. Because as part of the 5th anniversary, they also released a new song. This includes some story bits, which we will talk about in a moment. But also, they announced that they are working on a new champion that comes from outside of League of Legends. As in League PC, it is still a champion from the Runeterra universe. Meaning that yes, Wild Rift is getting their own unique champions, which is amazing for a reason that most people ignore. Because under the hood, it is as if everything was encoded into Wild Rift just releasing cool things. And I mean, speaking of coding, that's what today's sponsor can help you with. We've been here before. This is a familiar place. This is Boot.dev. This video is sponsored by Boot.dev. I like learning things. Specifically, if it is something creative that helps me make something for others to enjoy, that's right up my alley. And Boot.dev helps with that tremendously. It helps you with creating things
beyond your mortal comprehension.
Boot.dev is perhaps the best way to learn coding. From the classic C languages to the revered Python. And it does all of this in a really creative way. Here you are not reading through pages or sitting down and watching a tutorial video. Instead, you go onto an adventure and you slay hydras and giant crabs by fixing code. That's right, Boot.dev turns the boring learning into an RPG adventure. One full of achievements, collecting loot and leveling up. On your adventures, you may even ask the Great Wizard Bear for help, which is your AI tutor that helps you understand the context of your problems. One newer feature here is also the Training Grounds, which is an infinitely growing place of generated challenges, meaning there is always a way to practice the skills you gained. And why would you do such a thing? Well, backend development is still among the highest paying jobs in this industry, so Boot.dev simply sticks the boot into the door there. And all of this is available with a free demo. And after you stick around, there is a 30-day no questions asked refund policy. So go forth, slayer of digital trolls, and go to boot.dev and use my code NECRIT to get 20% off of your first year if you choose the annual plan. All the links will be in the description. Once again, many thanks to boot.dev for sponsoring this video. And now, let's talk about trolls in other universes. So, after a wave of updating old champions, Wild Rift's 5th anniversary just kept going. As we mentioned, they also celebrated this with the Miss This Life song, which is also partially a cinematic. And I'll be honest, while it is cool to see that all the dev videos and the trailers around Wild Rift are pulling off reasonable numbers, it is usually around the 100 to 150k, which is where you have to remember we are talking about the English YouTube channel. This game is far bigger in the East. And so I wonder what the Bilibili numbers look like. I mean, there is a 1 minute long trailer for a skin with 10 million views. I'm gonna assume Riot used this video for promotions on YouTube instead of an ad. But then the entire dev video with the 6.2 patch has 1 million views, so I don't know. The point is, despite the reach of the Wild Rift channel being fine, unbeknownst to most of the Western audience, Wild Rift is doing great. Which is one of the reasons why you might have noticed that Wild Rift is dabbing more and more into the League universe. As in, they are actually interested in telling this universe's stories. One great example of this would be their own Ruination event, where, in the game, you could play a game mode where you fought Hecarim as Kalista before the Ruination happened. So continuing this lore trend, the Miss This Life video is also poking the lore a little bit. Now, while most of the cinematic action is about friendship and people playing video games on their phones, you can also see some story beats from the newly released champions in Wild Rift. For example, here's a quick shot of young Nidalee. And more importantly, who's this? Well, that is Rell, as to what RHEL is doing here, you would know if you read the M-Besa book. Okay, so to be honest, this is a big story that I wanted to cover for a while, but it is kind of hard to cover an entire book as you keep the channel rolling. So in short, yes, RHEL originally comes from Shurima. She was a reckoner in Noxus. She got picked up by M-Besa and then she got kidnapped by the Black Rose, who pulled off some really twisted experiments on her, including LeBlanc burning a pyromancer sigil into her body. And here you can see a quick shot of that story. You can even see that she's trying to form the steed, which she eventually not only uses in combat, but at the end of the book she also uses it to escape the prison. After which, there's the scene referencing her escape. And on the other side, this video also kinda just shows us Nidalee, and that's it. She's likely hunting for something, but the video never shows us what. And that's the cinematic part of the celebration. Which leads immediately into the next announcement, which is the biggest thing that was revealed so far. All of this came out in the 2-hour celebration stream. I'd like to keep this as a 10-minute long video. So, during the stream, there was a lot of different interviews. They were talking about gameplay, about future patches, as well as balancing. But they also quickly talked about future champions. Specifically, there were some teasers pointing at chomping and eating. So it is possible that we are getting someone like a Trundle or Cho'Gath. But the far more interesting part is this one.
So I did also then want to tease out that we will have another new champion in the 7.0 patch, where it's gonna be a new champion for the first time on the Rift. A champion making their first trip on the Rift. And I think rumor has it that here it's gonna be a mage.
And this is where the fun begins. Or at least not yet, there is one more thing we have to talk about. It is kinda obvious who this champion is. They did reveal that Wild Rift is getting an original champion, who is also gonna be a mage, and as they presented this champion, they showed a Bandle City portal in the background with some origami, which is something everyone's gonna immediately recognize from Legends of Runeterra as well as Bandle Tale. And of course, all of that is related to Nora. So yes, Wild Rift is extremely likely getting Nora as their own unique champion. Which is really cool for multiple separate reasons. With the coolest reason being that right now we know that League does have decently good tech for porting stuff over from Wild Rift. And if League doesn't, we know TFT does. And their workflow for porting Wild Rift stuff is really good. Meaning that should Wild Rift release a new champion that is not in League that becomes very popular, even if it doesn't directly fit into one of League's seasons, because that's how they release champions now, they can find an opportunity and port over a Wild Rift champion. Now sure, League doesn't really need new champions. There has been kinda a champion bloat for a while. But if you ignore that, which, to be fair, that is kinda hard to do, there shouldn't be any harm to just having more champions. But the other big reason why this is cool is because now, with Wild Rift and League of Legends potentially releasing new champions, we get double the rate at which the League universe can expand. If League has its own way of pushing Runeterra forward, well now, Wild Rift can also chip in with their own method of pushing it forward, which means we might get new bios for new champions that is all tied to the universe website. Which is where we should not forget one more key aspect. Don't forget that both Wild Rift and League of Legends are under the League studio, which is, as far as we know, led by Meddler. Meaning that there is always a good chance that these two games can collaborate. In fact, because these two are interconnected on the leadership level, why can't both keep updating the universe website and just make this universe massive? But on top of this, there is one more detail, because they don't call this a unique champion. They officially call it First Wild Rift Champion. And the reason why they are using these words is because this is exactly what they called the skin lines in Wild Rift. They know that there is the potential that League might get the same skin line, but it might also not happen. So you know what, Nora is gonna be First Wild Rift. As to whether she's gonna actually appear in League, who knows. And that is also connected to one more thing. No matter what happens in Wild Rift, every time they get something unique, despite there being two totally different dev teams working on the two games, the League audience gets mad that a mobile version of League has something new. This has happened like 8 times so far. And it is one of the reasons why there were so many Wild Rift skins ported over into League. I'm looking at you, Seraphine. Because people get especially mad when there is a skin line that is shared between Wild Rift and League of Legends. But Wild Rift gets one extra skin that is not present in League. Despite League having like 8 extra skins. But going back to the champion, this then brings up the question. What could Wild Rift release? Because since Nora is all but confirmed to be their first champion, which technically even Wild Rift is not the first one to give Nora a form, we should all give TFT a big thank you. Who knows, maybe Wild Rift is porting over the TFT model. Anyway, with Nora being the character that was first really established in Legends of Runeterra, despite being in Yuumi's lore, this kinda means that the expectation for Wild Rift is to just keep pumping over characters we know from this universe that are just not a champion yet. In other words, there is the potential that Wild Rift might bring in characters from Legends of Runeterra. For example, one of the most popular side characters in the League universe is Cythria. But honestly, personally, I would also love to see someone like Ledros. Though design-wise, he might clash with someone like Leona. But if you can dive into historic champions, why can't we bring in Jarvan III in his massive Warhammer-styled armor? Well, there, it might be awkward to pick between a Jarvan IV and the III. But that also made me realize, Wild Rift doesn't have to stop at Legends of Runeterra. You know, Arcane had a lot of side characters. Why can't we get Sevika as a champion, who already got her model, just like Nora, in TFT? And what about Scar or Smeech, both of whom are also very much possible? You see, now when you mention it like this, well, now the floodgates have opened. And now there is a decently non-0% chance that Chip might be a champion.